My friends, as we end the great Marian month of May and we lead up to the great solemnity on Sunday of Corpus Christi, we have a lot to rejoice in, but a lot of responsibility as well. Pope Francis, in his typical sanctity and wisdom, has called the Church to join him in a worldwide hour of Eucharistic adoration. Now, everyone is trying to gauge this according to the time that Pope Francis will be adoring Jesus in Rome, which will be on Sunday, June 2nd, between 5 and 6 p.m. Rome time. So for us in the United States, you subtract 6 hours for East Coast time and 9 hours for West Coast time. But the idea is that in all the cathedrals of the world and in many, many parishes, God willing, we'll all be adoring Jesus together. It's a sign of unity of the Church, which is what the sacrament of the Eucharist is. It's a sacrament of unity. And our responsibility as Catholics in this time is critical. To be praying before Jesus in union with Peter is going to be a tremendous supernatural grace and power for the Church right now. So I strongly encourage you to join Pope Francis this Sunday, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, and taking the time to find out where adoration is available in your area. And most, again, cathedrals are going to designate it during the time so that they would be praying one with Pope Francis from 5 to 6 p.m. Rome time. We also have the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus coming up on June 8th, Friday. Remember the incredible promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which come through the apparitions in the 17th century. Jesus holds his heart out to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and says, "You know, look at my heart, wounded and offended by so many, especially my consecrated souls. You at least do something to offer reparation, to console my heart." And Jesus gives us in those revelations the 9 First Friday devotion, where we go beginning on any First Friday, and we offer Holy Communion. We receive Holy Communion and offer it in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. My friends, this is not rocket science. I mean, can you imagine working hard, suffering, and sacrificing to give someone you love a gift you know they need? And then when you give it to them, they say, "Oh, no, thank you, I don't need it." But you know they need it. That's why you worked and suffered so hard to get it, how much it would pierce your heart for that to happen. Well, that's what happens every time someone rejects the Eucharist. Someone rejects the graces of salvation as well. These are things that Jesus died for. His heart was pierced for those because he knows we need it. So let's, especially during this month of June, it's a month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let's make sure that we adore Jesus as often as we can in the Eucharist, at least, God willing, once a week of Eucharistic adoration. But also we do the First Friday devotion, the 9 consecutive First Fridays, for which Jesus has promised us no less than eternal salvation. He's promised us the graces of final perseverance if we will do this every First Friday. And of course, for those who understand it, since it's consoling the heart of Jesus in reparation for our sins and for those who have rejected his love, we do it for the rest of our lives because we want to console the heart of Jesus. So big things coming up as we end the month of May and as we begin the month of June, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Remember St. John Bosco's great prophecy of the two pillars, the Eucharist, the larger, taller pillar, and the shorter pillar is our Blessed Mother, Our Lady's spiritual maternity. We want to be right between those two pillars, and that's our actions now. I also want to encourage you to get a copy of the new book, Meet Your Mother. May 31st used to be the Feast of the Mediatrix of All Graces in the old calendar. It's the Feast of the Visitation, but Our Lady wants to visit us. She wants to bring us the graces of Jesus. She wants us to have a greater love of his Eucharistic presence and also to be evangelists for her. If there's someone in your family, if there's a friend who's a Protestant Christian who's always said, "Well, I know you're Christians as Catholics, but I can't accept what you do with Mary. I don't understand. It seems like you're treating Mary as a goddess." Get a copy of this book. Some of you might say, "Well, I don't feel theologically prepared to discuss that with the person." Then, for two reasons you want to get this book. One is, you want to get a little bit more background on Our Lady. Number two, you can hand this book to a person. It's written for non-Catholics and even non-Christians to meet their mother. Now, you can get a copy of the book by going to motherofallpeoples.com. It's a $10 book, motherofallpeoples.com, or you can give us a call at 740-937-2277, or you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com to get information on how to get a copy of the book. But I encourage you, during this month of May, the last days of the month of Our Lady, be an evangelist for Our Lady. Surely there's someone in your family or a friend who doesn't understand Mary as they should. Perhaps it's you. Do yourself a favor, get the text, and make yourself a true apostle of Our Lady. Let's do all we can to have ourselves as members of the church ensconced between the pillar of the Eucharist and the pillar of Our Lady. Let's adore Jesus with Pope Francis this Sunday, and let's be evangelists for Our Lady during the end of the great month of May. This is Mark Miravalli saying thanks. God bless.